Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Caselge with another interview with a fitness professional. Today I'm interviewing Craig Ballantyne, and he's going to chat to us about boot camps and boot camp workouts. So, Craig, I'll get you to quickly introduce yourself to the group and give people a little bit of a background on who you are.
Yeah, so my name is Craig Ballantyne. I'm a trainer here in Toronto. I write for Men's Health magazine, and I've developed something called Turbulence Training, which is a very time-efficient workout system that we use for men and women and at boot camps, which is probably what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, and then what's your background when it comes to boot camps? You've been in the industry for a while, and so what's your background when it comes to boot camps?
I ran them several years ago, and just in a community center without equipment, which is, why I put together the programs I do with minimal equipment and also just with body weight only. So it really focused a lot on just as many body weight exercises as possible and showing other trainers how to do these types of workouts without having to worry about, driving kettlebells around town or, carrying boxes of equipment or stability balls and all that type of stuff. So I was really focused just on bodyweight exercises and showing people, showing the trainers how to give their clients great results and also showing my clients how to get results if they had to train anywhere, anytime without any equipment.
Okay. So then looking at, of late, boot camps have exploded in my area, and I'm quite sure in your area as well. What are some mistakes do you see that fitness professionals make when it comes to running boot camps?
I think the first thing that most people, or not most people, but I see, especially because there's one right beside where I live, is that they make people run laps the first thing, and it's just, it's ridiculous that they would do that. I mean, that's, first of all, most people, if you had them show up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning and told them to go run laps for 10 minutes to warm up, they wouldn't be very happy that they're paying, $20 a session or whatever for the boot camp. So I think that's a big mistake. I think what people would be better off doing is getting into the bodyweight circuits, which is what we have in our program. I just ran a boot camp two weekends ago in Tampa. I was in a hotel ballroom with absolutely no equipment, and, we certainly weren't running laps around the hotel ballroom. We were just right into bodyweight exercises, traditional calisthenic-type movements, and, people much more enjoyed that. So, that's one of the first things. And then also just, not focusing on form and being really a stickler for form is a big problem that I see in a lot of boot camps that I've ever observed. And it's just, just because you're training more than one person at a time, it's absolutely no reason to let people do bad form. And so, that really irritates me. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is, the next thing there would be a huge emphasis on a lot of abdominal crunches and sit-ups and that type of stuff. And we don't put those in our programs just because, reading Dr. Stuart McGill's research and his books on, avoiding spinal flexion, we avoid those types of exercises. But a lot of boot camps are, just have so many crunches and that's just due to lack of variety and knowledge in the trainer. So, that's why we have so many exercises in the system that we use. And then I guess one other thing that I see that really irritates me as well is I've seen this as I've, I travel around the States quite a bit, and I see people doing boot camp type workouts on really hard surfaces, such as, brick roads, brick boardwalks around water. I've seen that in Tampa. I've seen people doing it on pavement, on concrete, and if you're running or if you're doing any type of jumping, it's just absolutely terrible to have overweight people doing that type of exercise on that type of surface. So those are four of the biggest things that I see that people are just making huge mistakes. I suppose one other thing would just be a lack of variety in programming, and that just, again, comes from people not knowing enough exercises, but, there's literally a couple hundred bodyweight exercises alone, and if you have bands or kettlebells or dumbbells or something else, then you probably got another two or three times that many exercises. So, having people go through the same exercises over and over again is another mistake that you can make.
And then, so you don't recommend, running in the boot camp. What do you recommend when it comes to, increasing the heart rate and working on the cardiovascular side of things for trainers and their boot campers?
Well, I just don't recommend that you have somebody, literally pay you money to come to a boot camp and then tell them to go and run laps. I mean, as a consumer, I would not be a consumer of yours very long if you
Okay, so you really recommend the circuits, the intervals, and with a wide variety of exercise, you end up improving the mobility when it comes to your clients.
Yeah, and they're just going to have a lot more fun. I mean, you have to remember, that's what they're there for. They're really there because they don't fit in most cases, to other traditional forms of exercise. They don't fit into the type of person that's going to go and do it on their own. They don't fit into the type of person who likes to be on the cardio machines, and they don't fit in to the one-on-one, you know, perhaps due to economical reasons. So, you know, you've got to work very hard to keep those people there in terms of giving them results and making sure that they have a lot of fun while they're doing it. And that's the thing about boot camps is you really have to bring the energy and a great environment in addition to providing great results, because the boot camps are a different animal than one-on-one training or owning a gym and having people train on their own.
Okay, and from your years of experience, you've put together a variety of workouts that are, you know, for fitness professionals and specifically for boot camps. Maybe you can give us a little bit more information on that.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've put together these, what I call done-for-you workouts for trainers, so that, you know, they can literally print out the workout and take it to anywhere. They could take it to, like I said, I did this type of boot camp in a hotel ballroom, and, you know, with no equipment. So you could do that in a community center. You could do that in a hotel ballroom. You could do that in your regular aerobics room at your gym. You could do it in a park without any equipment. So we start the workouts off with the bodyweight circuit, and I have a wide variety of exercises there. Then we do another thing that is actually lacking in a lot of boot camps as well, is a strength-focused circuit or superset to start off the program. And I still stick to the training principles that I believe in and use on a one-on-one basis, which is focusing on the hardest and most difficult strength exercises at the start. So we build in a strength superset there. So, you know, for a beginner, it might be regular push-ups. For a more advanced person, it might be a more, you know, a Spider-Man type push-up, a really advanced push-up, or a decline push-up, or, you know, whatever the hardest push-up it is. That's when we'll do it right there at the start, and we'll pair that with a single leg exercise, or depending on the person's ability, perhaps a jumping exercise and the surface that we're working on. You know, we didn't do jumping in the hotel ballroom, obviously, because of the hard floor. I mean, we were on carpet, but not on something that would allow jumping. So, you know, we're doing that type of exercise to start. Then we get into a couple of different circuits. I have three different circuits that I talk about in the program. One is called the Big Five Circuit, where you go a squat, a push, a pull, a single leg, and a total body ab exercise. That would be one type of circuit we would do. Then I have another one, depletion circuit, where we go really hard for 20 seconds on the upper body exercise and lower body exercise, alternate back and forth. And then we have some timed interval stuff in there. Then we do an ab circuit to finish. And then, of course, the stretching cool down after that. So that's how we generally design those bodyweight boot camp workouts. Now, we might throw in some changes because, you know, like I said, there's 21 different versions. So we might have do abs at the start and at the end in one version just to change things up. I also throw in some of my bodyweight challenges, the Bodyweight 200 program. We did a couple of versions in there just where we put together a nice fun circuit of bodyweight exercises with a total of 200 repetitions, and we make a bit of a challenge out of it to see how fast, you know, various boot camp members can finish that. Now, that's going to only be able to do that if you have a small boot camp. You won't be able to do that if you're running 20 or 30 people probably, but, you know, that's another way that we add variety, fun, entertainment, and results into the program.
So pretty much there's like 21 boot camp workouts, so pretty much the fitness professional could do one workout a month and one workout a month and never really do the same workout during the whole month for their boot campers.
Yeah, I mean, what I would recommend is that, you know, maybe you would take three, like let's say you're running boot camps and people came three times a week. They come Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, they come Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's the same group of people that come on one of those 3 days. And so, you know, you would pick three workouts, and then you would, you know, you do one on Monday, then you do another one on Wednesday, and then different one on Friday. And maybe keep with that schedule for 2 to 3 weeks to get some adaptation and to get them, you know, going through that. Or maybe just 2 weeks if you really want to keep the variety going. Or you could do, as you said, and just run a different boot camp workout every time. Now, some of them are more advanced than others. So, you know, if you have a group of beginners, you won't be able to do all of them in the same month. They'll need to work up to it. Some of them are more advanced, and some of them are more beginnerish. So if you have an advanced class, you're not going to be doing the first do have some bonus workouts in there for people that have kettlebells or stability balls or dumbbells and want to, you know, I mean, a smart trainer is going to be able to take a look at the boot camp workouts I have designed and say, oh, I can put in a dumbbell row in there instead of this particular exercise, or, you know, we could do a kettlebell swing instead of, you know, this jump or this sprint interval here. So, you know, they'll be able to do that, but we also have some extra workouts in there for people that do have access to stability balls and kettlebells. So there's about 25 workouts in total. And literally, you know, if someone is so busy with their boot camp, you know, getting people into the boot camp and, you know, making sure people are paid and all that type of stuff, and they feel like they're going home at, you know, 8 o'clock at night and then spend another hour creating workouts, it's designed for that person who doesn't have the time to create workouts all the time, so they can literally just print off one, go in there and just, you know, it tells exactly how much time to spend on the warm-up and each exercise, and they could just go through it there. And, you know, we've had great feedback. People are having a lot of fun with it.
Okay. And then we're kind of approaching the end of the interview. Do you have any last tips for fitness professionals running boot camps?
Yeah, there's a lot of tips I can give, and so I'll try and share as many little quick tips as possible. So, you know, the first and most important thing is to bring the energy and bring excitement, because, you know, whether people are coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the evening, they really, you know, they probably want to be somewhere else in most cases. So, but within the first couple of minutes, if you're excellent energy and you're really loving it and, you know, making it an excellent environment for people, they're going to change that mindset right away, and then they're going to have a great workout, and they're going to tell their friends at work, and that means you're going to get more referrals. So, you know, everything that you do is to get people to talk about, you know, the results that they're getting or the fun that they're having or, you know, the cool exercises that they're doing. And that way, if you deliver this amazing experience, you're going to, you know, have a very successful business. So, you know, that's the first and most important thing, is to make sure that you're bringing the energy. And the second thing is to, you know, make sure you have a wide variety of exercise in your program. If you feel like at this point you're a little bit lost for exercises, you know, that's certainly where we can help you out with all the exercises, especially the body weight. You know, and also just make sure, of course, that you're training people appropriately. You know, I'm a safety first kind of guy. I'm very conservative with training, and just want to make sure that people are obviously, you know, no one wants to get injured in your program, because again, that has the opposite effect of that positive water cooler talk, where the next day someone's going to be, you know, standing around the water cooler at the coffee machine saying, oh, my back is sore because, you know, whatever this trainer did to me last night at the boot camp. So, you know, that's why we are very conservative with our exercises in the program. I only put in, you know, the endurance type abdominal exercises and not the crunches and sit-ups, and we don't do jumping on bad surfaces. So, you know, we're doing that. And again, just, you know, really, really, really digging through websites and other fitness programs to find cool exercises, to find so much variety that, you know, you just amaze people every day with the workouts that you can bring to them. And I really think that is going to be, you know, the most important stuff is what you can deliver, what type of experience you can deliver is really going to help you have great success with your boot camps in so many ways.
Okay, Craig, and where can fitness professionals get more information about you and your boot camps, your boot camp workouts?
Yeah, so my boot camp workouts, you'll find those at ttbootcamps.com. And, you know, I have a blog at ttfatloss.com. And, you know, just check me out on YouTube as well. We have a lot of exercise videos on there that will give you some really cool ideas for your boot camp. You can just go to youtube.com/CBAthletics, as in CB, Craig Valentine Athletics. And, you know, just look me up online. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me through the blog or through, you know, my email or whatever. And we'll be happy to help you out and point you towards, you know, whatever resource you need.
Okay, exercisesforinjuries.com blog readers. I want to thank Craig Ballantyne for sharing his great tips when it comes to designing an effective boot camp workout, things to avoid when running your boot camps, and how to create a great experience with your boot camp so clients keep coming back. So make sure you visit Craig Ballantyne at his YouTube channel. There's lots of great exercises, and make sure you visit his ttbootcamps.com to download and get your workouts. This is Rick Kasselich signing off with another interview. Take care and bye-bye.